This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. Thousands of people took to the streets in Hong Kong Sunday dressed in black to demand the city's embattled leader, Carrie Lam, step down a day after she suspended an extradition bill in a dramatic retreat following the most violent protests in decades. Activists like Angel Wu said they did not trust her.
I think the fear being suspended is only the tactics of the government, and then because we can see from previous issues, and Carrie Lam also used this tactics to use on different issues.
On Saturday, Lam indefinitely delayed the bill that could send people to mainland China to face trial, expressing deep sorrow and regret. The about-face was one of the most significant political turnarounds by the Hong Kong government since Britain returned the territory to China in 1997, and it threw into question Lam's ability to continue to lead the city. Saudi Arabia's crown prince blamed Iran for the attacks on two tankers in the Gulf of Oman and called on the international community to take a decisive stand regarding the attacks. The explosions took place on Thursday, while Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was in Tehran trying to ease rising tensions between the United States and Iran. The Crown Prince said Saudi Arabia does not want a war in the region, but it will not hesitate to deal with any threats to its people, its sovereignty, or its vital interests. Meanwhile, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says his government will continue to curtail its compliance with a nuclear deal unless other global powers that entered the agreement show positive signals. Iran began reducing its commitment in May after the United States unilaterally withdrew from the accord last year and imposed more sanctions on the Islamic Republic. This is VOA News. The United States and the Taliban are scheduled to hold a crucial round of negotiations in Qatar early this week amid high expectations of a breakthrough in nearly a year-long process toward ending the war in Afghanistan. This would be the seventh round of talks hosted by the Qatari capital of Doha, where the insurgent group maintains an informal political office. The U.S. team is being led by Afghan-born American reconciliation envoy Zalmay Khalilzad. The dialogue, which excludes the Afghan government, has primarily focused on the withdrawal of American forces from the country in exchange for Taliban assurances that transnational terrorists would not be allowed to use Afghan soil for attacks against other countries. A new report by the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute finds that more than 800 million people around the world are going hungry. 60% are in conflict-affected countries. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The Stockholm Research Institute says food is often inaccessible to people caught in conflict. It says limited supplies of these commodities cause prices to spiral, making food largely unaffordable. Climate change, it says, is worsening the ability of people to get enough to eat. It says hunger is growing as crops and livelihoods in impoverished countries are wiped out by extreme flooding and drought.
The UN's World Food Program reports Yemen suffered the worst food crisis last year. Many of the Central Americans who lined up for papers at an asylum office in southern Mexico said they could abandon plans to reach the United States and remain in Mexico if President Donald Trump clamps down further on migration. Mexico is ramping up security on its southern border with Guatemala as part of an agreement with Washington. India has hiked tariffs on 28 goods imported from the United States as a trade spat between the two countries intensifies. The retaliatory move came days after Washington removed New Delhi from a list of countries that have preferential access to its market. Trade expert Biswajit Tar says that will impact $5.6 billion worth of Indian imports.
What India has done is it has put its cards on the table because the U.S. has upped the ante. It's also threatening to take further actions. This required India to respond.
The American goods that attract higher tariffs beginning Sunday include almonds, apples, and some stainless steel products. The U.S. Census Bureau released a report about fathers this week, just in time for Father's Day Sunday. It found that more than 60% of the 120 million adult men in the U.S. were fathers. About three-quarters were married. Men with children tend to be more educated than those without kids. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip hop, all the hits and more on VOA 1. VOA 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1.